content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos. I've got Marie Early in studio with me and Autumn Connolly. Hey, girl.
Hello.
I saw you naked on Facebook.
I know. I was just going to say something about that.
You can't see nothing. You can't. No, but it's so cute. You have the cutest little pregnancy body. I swear. Did you guys see it?
I didn't see it.
She was hanging in a swing. I mean, she was
naked.
Let me tell you,
it was hard to get out of that swing.
Was it? your belly's getting big. You're what, 6 months?
I only have, I guess, 2.5 months left. So
oh, okay.
Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever that is. Whatever, do the math. Well,
I figure it's my last one, so I'm going to do all the stuff I want to do.
Well, and as we speak, Lexi is at Presbyterian Hospital here in Dallas. Unfortunately, she's being induced. I'm not crazy about that, but I didn't say anything. Unless she's listening right now, she has no idea.
Yeah.
But I think that
she knows.
Only after 40 weeks do I feel like. And it's because it's around the holidays. I have mixed feelings about it because, you know, I've heard that a lot of these doctors want you to have the baby conveniently before the holiday break, and so they can go off to...
Yeah, I don't know why they... Why would they? What's the reason to induce before 40 weeks?
Because the baby's...
They have Christmas plans.
Well, he's at nine he's at 9 pounds, they estimate, already, but, you know...
Like 9.7. Like
no.
9.7
He's not 9.7, is
That's
he?
That's what she was saying.
By the end of this week, he would be
like
at 9.7.
No, like last Wednesday...
She's a tall girl. I'm sure she can pull it off.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Baby gets all squishy anyway and just kind of, you know, gets compacted. Like,
it's just
I don't
the
know.
Head.
Trying
How
to think of a good analogy.
Is it really, you know?
Have you heard anything? I was going to text Ryan, the
father. I
texted
her this morning. She said she was cramping.
So. She was cramping. That's it?
So she told me that they're going to induce her labor at 11:40.
Oh, at 11:40. Oh, wow. So she's probably,
chilling.
Okay.
But it takes a while for those drugs to kick in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't do any of that the first time, and I looked like I had a car wreck after that baby, after Vinny was born. I couldn't even talk because my jaw was so tight from scrunching my head.
Yeah,
I
no
never
matter
went,
which way it goes.
Well, you know, I never went to the childbirth classes because I had this, you know, this idea that, oh, millions of women before me have done this. How hard can it be? I know it's going to hurt, yes, but it's wonderful. So I'm just going to, you know, my mother was a labor and delivery nurse. My mother was head nurse at Mercy Hospital in Watertown, New York, and she delivered more babies than the doctors did, actually.
Right.
So
I'm sure she did.
She delivered a lot of babies.
That's cool.
So I was like, I didn't have a fear of it, you know?
I think that's the biggest thing. The biggest thing I talked about with new mothers is the fear.
Well, I had
you don't have that.
I had Vinny 4 weeks early. She only weighed 6 pounds, and it nearly killed me.
Now I hope Lexi's not listening. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, mine were 6 and 7 pounds. And that was plenty.
But she's tall. I mean, how tall is Lexi? 5'9"?
5'11". Or
five,
no, 5'10".
5'10".
5'10",
yeah.
I think.
She's a tall girl.
You're tall.
Maybe it's all legs. Maybe that's all the weight. That's all the weight is in the baby. It's just in his legs.
Yeah, no, it's in his tummy.
He's got a
his belly was like in the 98th percentile.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Has he been drinking beer already? No.
I guess so. It has to be.
Well, you know, Ryan's mom showed a picture of Ryan when he was little, and he had a big old belly. So,
yeah.
But, yeah,
that's
it's kind of funny. Genetics are funny. The world is funny. We have an amazing show coming up today. We do. We have Matt Mullenweg. He is the inventor of WordPress, among many other things. He's an incredible philanthropist. He's a down-to-earth guy. And the book, we pulled an interview out of Tools for Titans, Tim Ferriss's book, who picked how many, 100 men and women that it's called Tools of Titans, the tactics, routines, and habits of billionaires, icons, and world-class performers. And of course, he's a very interesting gentleman. I can't wait to speak with him coming up. And we've got Dr. Jennifer Haith back. She is a Harvard graduate and a specialist in heart and healthcare. She's a she's currently an assistant professor of medicine and in the Division of Cardiology, Center for Advanced Cardiac Care at Columbia, and co-director of the Women's Center for Cardiovascular Health. Always love having her on the show. And of course, Autumn Connolly. What are we speaking about with you today?
Anti-aging effects of probiotics.
Oh, okay. Load me up. No. What do you? Well, I won't ask you now, but you know they have probiotics that you spray on your face and creams now with probiotics in them. And I'm looking at you, and you're like not buying it.
Yeah.
I wondered if it was a scam or not.
It goes from the inside out.
Yeah, like everything, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's not no benefit to it, but the dollar value for the perceived benefit is outrageous.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, they're pretty expensive. Well, and I forgot to mention that Dr. Haith is going to be talking about fad diets and your heart. And that's cool. Interesting because there's so many people on so many diets. And I think the one that we've talked about the most is the ketogenic diet, which is so hugely popular. We're always looking for a quick fix.
Right.
Like some way to like fix a bad lifestyle. And I think it's like you said before we went live that there's so many other things that factor into your overall health and well-being. And I say your emotional health, too, because I'm going to ask Dr. Haith. I don't know who I was speaking with a couple of weeks ago, and they made the comment, you know, that so many women die of heart disease and it's unexpected and it's, you know, it just happens. And not that they're old either, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, which I consider really young, really, in the whole scope of life.
Sure.
But I think it's emotional well-being. That women that like die young from that, they've got emotional trauma that they're holding in their heart.
Yeah,
because that's the kind that's what we are as creatures.
I would say too, it's an energetic block, and anywhere the energy is going to be stagnant, it's going to create, you know, the best potential for disease.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would agree. I'm going to ask her though, see what she says.
Yeah,
I wonder
I'm
if
curious.
She's ever been asked that question.
It's a good question.
Well, and she's a Harvard graduate and Columbia. I mean, it doesn't get much smarter than that.
Right.
You can't get much. I don't think. Can you get a better education? I don't think so. But anything you want people to know out there today?
Oh my gosh, no, I'm good. You know, what I would say with these fad diets is what I always seem to think is before they become popular, they're better because there aren't the convenience foods. You know, before gluten-free has obviously become some sort of fad, but 10 years ago, before it was mainstream, when you were eating gluten-free, you had to make your own gluten-free bread at home. And now there are packaged gluten-free breads available, and they're made with really low-quality ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're actually being gluten-free by avoiding gluten, eating more vegetables, and making, you know, seeded bread or something like that at home, you're getting a better nutritional value out of it. But once, you know, the manufacturers kind of cling on to these fads or to these different eating styles, and they just, you know, saturate the market with all these processed foods that fit within these diet guidelines, then that's when the nutrition goes out the window.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And you know what I did? You guys, you're not going to believe it. I've just been in so much back pain for about a week ever since I jumped the fence. And I'm like, oh, my mother of God, can I get some sleep here? And so I've just been so miserable. Yesterday, I finally got out of the house. I went to go grab something to eat because my daughters were in Denver over the weekend. They were at that Cleveland game, the Cleveland Bronco game that actually Aviana and I watched at Adair's. I invited you, Marie. It was so much
fun.
It was
game.
One of the best. I'm telling you, it was like one of the best football games I've seen in years.
Y'all should have heard her.
It was so, I was screaming. People thought I was crazy because it's a country western bar.
There's
there was
a band playing like in the front, a whole stage that they're performing on, and she's just screaming for the football.
I couldn't help it, but I know what I was going to tell you. So I lost my mind, and I ate a scone yesterday. Okay, I ate a scone. I'm on a roll here. I started out with a mini scone, and I had it with my salad, and I was like, oh, that was so good. My God, it was so good. And then I was like, you know what? I think I'll take a couple of scones home for the kids for when they come back tomorrow. They got back real early this morning, so they have something for breakfast because, you know, one of them's still in school the rest of this week, and so that scone didn't make it at home. And then the other one they never took. So I ended up eating a mini scone and two scones in the last 24 hours. And I'm like, Bernadette, have you lost your freaking mind? What are you doing?
I feel like you've got to do that every now and then.
Yeah. And then I was remembering, who was it that was on the show last week that said, if you're going to do, Cassie B. York said, well, if you're going to do it, don't feel guilty. So I was like, Cassie said, don't feel guilty. But I think that when you have any kind of pain, whether it be emotional pain or physical pain, you crave something that releases endorphins, like a good scone or a cookie or a piece of cake or I had pizza last night too.
I feel like it's the end of the year.
Sounds like a good weekend.
I lost my mind. Yeah. Oh my God.
I feel that too, Diamond.
What?
Just the end of the year, the holidays.
You know? makes you go
you
a little
indulge
crazy.
A little bit.
Yeah, you do. And I don't typically. I usually have
stimulus.
I'm so much more disciplined than that usually. I've like totally lost my mind over.
No,
the weekend.
We made a 2-layer cake the other day, and then I had just finished doing dishes, and I was like, "We're just eating the cake off the thing with forks, guys."
Yeah,
my kids are looking at me like, "What?"
That sounds great.
I was like, "You know what? I'm not even." And it's not our normal lifestyle.
Yeah.
But,
well, I wanted to feed two birds with one scone.
There it is.
We've got a great show coming on, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This holiday season, give the gift of proper elimination. The modern day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. While sitting to do our business may be considered civilized, studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase.
Happy holidays to you. Poop poop be doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Imagine you're in a room surrounded by animals. There are about 2 dozen chickens, 1 cow, 1 pig, 1 turkey, and about 12 fish. You spend some time with the animals, getting to know them one by one. You quickly learn that each has a unique personality. You meet Sally, a chicken who purrs like a cat when petted. Jasmine, a cow whose favorite snacks are apples. Louie, a pig who seems smarter than your dog. Pearl, a turkey who loves to sunbathe. And Max, a fish who enjoys belly rubs. Before you leave the room, someone tells you, these are the very animals who will be killed for your food this year. Unless, that is, you decide to save them. Will you?
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I have Aviana Berrientos in studio with me, Autumn Connolly, and I have Dr. Jennifer Haith on the line. She is a medical doctor and graduated from Harvard University in 1995. She completed her medical school and residency training at Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons in 2003 after finishing a congestive heart failure cardiac transplant fellowship at Columbia in 2005. She went on to complete her fellowship training in cardiovascular diseases there in 2009. She is currently an assistant professor of medicine in the Division of Cardiology, Center for Advanced Cardiac Care at Columbia, and the co-director of the Women's Health for Cardiovascular Health. Dr. Haith specializes in pulmonary hypertension, heart failure, and cardiac transplant. She has a special interest in chronic thromboembolic, pulmonary hypertension, which is the acronym for that is CTEPH, and the care of pregnant women with cardiovascular diseases. So great to have you back, Dr. Haith. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I think I need to shorten that. That was a little long.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm kind of famous for that because you know what? I am so grateful to everyone that comes on the show and helps me to educate America. I'm very passionate about it. And so, hey, you know what? You worked really hard for all of that education and I would scream it from the rooftops.
Oh, thank you.
But always a pleasure to have you in studio with us. And today we're talking about fad diets and your health. So what's considered a fad diet, Dr. Haith, and which ones are the worst?
You know, I think of fad diets as anything that requires people to do something very exclusive and intensive and promises significant weight loss in a short period of time. And I think that in general, you know, we've shown over and over that fad diets really don't work for long-term weight loss.
Right.
I mean, they may work short-term, and that is true, but for the most part, people don't maintain weight loss with them, and usually they're not the type of diets that you can survive on for a long period of time because people just can't eat the same kind of minimal foods that they require for that long.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm more Mediterranean diet or like ketotarian because I don't. You know, it's kind of hard. If you're an animal lover, it's hard to be vegan. Is a very strict diet. It's very hard. I can't quite do that. So I kind of, you know, go somewhere in between Mediterranean and ketotarian. But so many people in this country, I know that you know this right now, are on the ketogenic diet. It is like, and it's just so popular. And so I have to ask you, with the medical knowledge that you have, is the ketogenic diet, is it safe to be on that long term and not do any harm to your heart?
Well, it's funny because so many people, when I speak out against the ketogenic diet, there's so much hostility in response because there are some real diehard believers. And it's a little bit of just a sort of recoup of the Atkins diet. But basically, the keto diet is this diet where people mainly focus on eating meat and, you know, animal products and high protein. And, you know, there are certain medical issues that exist in people that make it so that that could be a potentially dangerous. Like, for instance, people who have kidney disease really shouldn't be on a very, very high protein diet.
Or, yeah.
And again, you know, when you only eat high quantities of protein and you don't eat carbs and other sources of glucose, which is really the building blocks for
right.
our bodies to process as energy, you get into some trouble and you start burning, you know, muscle and other mm-hmm. things start to break down. So in general, I always tell people that, you know, I'm not a fan of that diet, you know, that I really am a much, the only proven diet for wellness is in your heart is the Mediterranean diet, you know, and uh-huh. a balanced diet is really the best diet for longevity and also much easier to stick to because it allows some variety.
Right.
But, you know, there is some limited data that suggests that it's possible that the keto diet may lower cholesterol and may, you know, help certain people with certain medical problems. But until it's more proven, I'm mm-hmm. still skeptical.
Well, yeah, the ketogenic diet is, I believe it's 80% fat,
yeah,
15% protein, and 5% carbohydrates. Now, the paleo diet, they eat a ton of meat, a lot of meat. It's a very meat-based diet. And that's one of the reasons there's parts about the paleo diet, too, that I think is really great to eat a lot of nuts and seeds and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so you really do have to try to find a balance with all of it, though, don't you?
You do. I mean, I think that thinking about who human beings are, it's hard for people to stick to those things, you know, those intensive things for very long. And also, it's really important that your body gets exposed to all different kinds of nutrients and vitamins. And obviously,
yeah.
the people who are proponents of these diets have reasons for believing in them, right? Like
yeah.
paleo, those people think, oh, well, we're going back to how humans were when they were, you know, existed mm-hmm. thousands of years ago, and all they had was nuts and berries, and that's how our bodies were designed. And then there's other, you know, everybody can come up with their own reason for, you know, some people think our teeth aren't designed to be eating the amount of meat that we're, you know, we want to eat, and so that mm-hmm. means that we should be vegetarian, and, you know, or our colons don't process meat well. So everyone's got their own idea, but, you know, as a scientist, you have to look at the data, right?
And, right.
And studies on diet are always very hard to do, because in any good study, scientific study, you have to have control group and you mm-hmm. have to have a treatment group, and there has to be some blinding of those two for it to be unbiased. And the problem with diet studies is that people have to come in and be given every meal and not
yeah.
go outside of it and have a food diary, and those are just hard to do. So
yeah.
what ends up happening is a lot of looking back, you know, looking at cultures and societies where there's a lot of longevity and very little heart disease or very little stroke, and what are those people eating? And I think that, you know, in general, we think that people who eat a Mediterranean-type diet seem to have the best mm-hmm. longevity.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Oh, so, you know, anytime people think about heart disease, they think about cholesterol. So are high cholesterol foods a killer?
Okay, well, this is one of my pet peeves, too. So the cholesterol guidelines and thoughts really have been changing. Sometimes, you know, it was all thought that everything you eat, if it gives you high cholesterol. If you eat high cholesterol, you'll have high cholesterol. And then so everyone stopped eating eggs and, you know, anything mm-hmm. with fat in it. And then there was a, you know, more recent group of thought where it really doesn't matter what you eat, that the food you're eating doesn't necessarily change your blood cholesterol levels as much as your genetics and how you process cholesterol and other components of it. So I think it's not well understood, unfortunately. I always advise people to have a balanced diet, and I then look at their cholesterol levels, and depending on how high they are and what their other risk factors are, that guides, you know, our treatment of cholesterol mm-hmm. with medication. So I'm not going to throw a healthy, fit runner who has a slightly elevated cholesterol but otherwise no other cardiac risk factors, I'm not going to put that person on a statin.
Yeah.
But someone with a million other risk factors who's not that healthy and has high cholesterol, that person needs a statin depending mm-hmm. on their lab values. So, you know, it depends.
Well, and what about salt? Is salt actually okay?
So salt is not so bad if you don't have conditions that make salt tough for you. So, like, for instance, if you have high blood pressure or if you have heart failure,
mm-hmm.
salt is going to cause some volume retention, right? People hold, like, when you eat salt, it's like the water gets held on to because it's salty. So
yeah,
it works.
Yeah.
And so that's why, you know, if you eat a lot of peanuts or, you know, eat a lot of popcorn, you might feel a little puffy. For people who have normal, you know, blood pressure and don't have any heart issues, it's probably okay. But for people who have high blood pressure, that can make it worse, you know. And mm-hmm. same with heart failure. People who have really advanced heart failure, we have to worry about how much salt they eat because it just causes them to retain fluid and then they can't breathe.
Right. Well, and of course, yesterday I ate a bunch of scones, Dr. Haith. I lost mm-hmm. my mind. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling bad afterwards and I was thinking about, oh my gosh, all the sugar that I put in my body. So is sugar the real villain here?
So... Sugar is not great. It depends on the kind of sugar.
Yeah.
So sugar that is, you know, an occasional refined sugar in a treat you're having, if you do it, you know, once a week is fine. It, you know, fruits, the kind of sugar we have in fruits is great, or honey, things like that. Well, the problem is when people start to eat foods that are very heavy in corn syrup and, you know, all this sort of processed high glucose food, so, you know, Twinkies and mm-hmm. you know, cupcakes and things that have what I call sort of like fake sugars.
Yeah.
That is not good. And obviously we want to limit our sugar, real white sugary treats, but, and my biggest pet peeve of all is juice. If I could tell people to eliminate anything in their yep. life, please stop drinking juice. It's bad for you. You don't need it. Just drink water. You'll lose weight. And the same with their kids. Stop giving your kids juice. They yep. don't need to drink juice. Just give them some water.
Yep.
You know, it's just sugar.
Yeah, it's pure sugar. Jill Lane has been preaching that on the show for years. She's you and she are very like-minded. Okay, so I have to ask you a question before we go to break, because I actually had the thought last week. I was talking with a friend of mine mm-hmm. about women, and he made a comment something about, well, a lot of women die at an early age of heart disease, and the percentage is higher than women than men. Is that right?
The percentage of
women that die younger, like of heart disease, like women are more prone to it and it'd be unexpected.
So heart disease is the number one killer of women.
Right.
It's absolute numbers of women and men is probably almost identical.
Okay.
Women are more likely to die of their first heart attack than mm-hmm. a man. Usually women actually present with heart attacks slightly older age than men.
Oh, okay.
But this is thought to be the protective effect of menopause. But I think that the bigger point, which is what your friend was trying to make, was that women don't realize that heart disease is their number one risk of death. And we're
right.
trying to alert women to that fact, because women often blow off their symptoms and they're not treated appropriately and they don't think that their symptoms are real or that they're related to their heart. Because most women, if you ask them, probably would say that they think breast cancer is the biggest cause of death.
Right.
And really, it's heart disease more than all cancers combined.
Wow.
You know, which is scary.
Well, and here's the question I said to him. I said, I wonder if women die more of heart disease because women feel so much with their heart. They love so much more, I feel. They take care of children. You know, they bear children. They're more affected by matters of the heart, I think, than men are. Or is that just, you know, a lot of fluff in my head?
Fluff, although you're on to one thing, which is that women are more likely to get something called stress cardiomyopathy, or the broken heart syndrome,
mm-hmm.
which is a real syndrome where a very, very stressful emotional life event presents as a heart attack, and women go to the hospital, the EKG looks like they're having a heart attack, they get taken to the cath lab, but their arteries are clean, but their heart is dilated and ballooned out, and they
wow.
sort of have this, yeah, it's called stress cardiomyopathy.
Wow.
Actually, in Japan, they called it Takotsubo because they thought the heart looked like an octopus trap, which is what Takotsubo means, and it's much more common in women than men. So you're on to something about emotions and emotional stress and effect on the heart. Certainly, they're connected, and we see that a bit more in women.
Well, you know, I have to go to break. Always okay. great to have you on the show, Dr. Haith. Thank you so much for jumping on the air
Thanks
with us today.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
You too. Take care. Everyone, stay tuned. We have an incredible guest coming up again as well. It is Matt Mullenweg. He is the founder of and inventor of WordPress. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got a great show continuing on. You're listening to One Life Radio.
It's mistletoe season, and you know what that means. You've got to be chill and have minty fresh breath. You never know when you might want to kiss someone. The H-Hemp Company offers their Super Breath Blast CBD spray that is my absolute favorite hemp oil product on the market. It just makes me feel happy, especially during the crazy holiday season. Its small size makes it easy to throw in your purse or pocket, so you're never without it. Give the gift of fresh breath this season with a CBD kick. Two or three sprays does the trick and will leave you feeling completely refreshed. Go for it. Go to thehempcompany.com. Put four in your cart and use the code OLR1 to buy three and get one free. That's OLR1. Trust me, it's a really cool gift.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Whoever said you can't poop in style? The Curve is a sleeker version of the original Squatty Potty stool that will look fabulous in any bathroom. Choose from pink, black, gray, or white. Its minimalist design is sure to please the eye while staying durable and built to last. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Poop, poop, be do.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette. I have Diamond Gray in the studio, Aviana Barrientos, Autumn Connolly in studio with me, and a very special guest on the line, Matt Mullenweg. He is the co-founder of the open source blogging platform WordPress, the most popular publishing platform on the web, and the founder and CEO of Automattic, the company behind WordPress.com, WooCommerce, and Jetpack. Additionally, Matt runs Audrey Capital, an investment and research company, and he has been recognized for his leadership and success by Forbes, Bloomberg, Businessweek, Inc. Magazine, TechCrunch, Fortune, Fast Company, Wired, University, Philosophical Society, and Vanity Fair. Matt Mullenweg was featured in Tim Ferriss's book, Tools of Titans, and in his spare time, Matt is an avid photographer. He splits time between Houston, New York, and San Francisco, and I am so thrilled to have him on the show. You can find his website at ma.tt and on Twitter at PhotoMatt. Matt, welcome to One Life Radio.
Very excited to be here.
Oh my gosh. I'm really excited to have you here. I really am. And thank you so much for jumping on the air with us. So for our listeners who may not know, what is WordPress?
Sure. WordPress is the easiest way to start a website. And it's also the most flexible. So it can grow with you. You can start a very basic website on WordPress.com in a few minutes. And if someday you want to turn it into a store, or even something huge. Some of the largest websites in the world also run WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it can scale from very tiny to very big.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe our One Life Radio website is WordPress.
It
so
is.
It is. And so that's cool. Okay, so
even amazing websites like that.
Yeah, yes. I've got another question for you too. I'm going to play with you at the end of the interview. You'll find it funny. But what was the initial vision for WordPress? Did you expect WordPress to really reach the influence that it has today?
You know, in the beginning, it was really just for blogging. You know, it was very modest. But early on, we decided to adopt a mission to democratize publishing. So we want to make the ability to have a beautiful website or presence online, like, available to everyone, regardless of your sort of economic ability, what language you speak, anything. So that's what we've been working on now for about 15 years.
Yeah, it's fascinating. There's so many great little stories that I read about you, and I can't wait to get to them. But Matt, what were some of the biggest challenges when launching for the first time?
You know, in the beginning, it wasn't too hard because there were no users. So the launch wasn't like anyone noticed.
Oh, really?
Probably the biggest challenge was just the persistence, you know, mm-hmm. staying with it for many, many years as it was pretty small. And now the challenge tends to be, you know, about 32% of websites run WordPress now, which is 10 times larger than the number two in the market. So when we make a change, it can get a lot of resistance. And we just introduced a pretty large change in WordPress 5.0.
Oh,
that
wow.
kind of reimagines the editor to be more of a block-based editor than like a Word document model. And so everyone's updating their plugins and themes and everything. And it's it was a pretty controversial change. But, you know, for software to stay relevant over years and decades that WordPress has, sometimes you have to make these really big, uncomfortable changes to adapt.
Well, yeah, and so, you know, I have to bring up this story because I feel that it's so poignant. And so when reading your story in Tim Ferriss's book, Tools of Titans, about eating 104 chicken McNuggets, I know it's a great story, but it's so crazy because I found myself reflecting on my own life and asking the question, because I think so many people don't realize that there's a value to struggling. So I'm asking you, how valuable is it to struggle financially, in your opinion, and really being hungry at least once in your life?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd wish struggle on anyone, but I think that regardless of the situation, and I struggle now sometimes, you know,
yeah, me too.
Your financial sort of wherewithal, to really kind of sit with it and see what it can teach you, what lessons you can extract from it, and do see it as an opportunity, not just a burden.
Absolutely. I think it just...
But it's hard to know that in the moment.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and you're younger than me, and so I tell you, one day you're going to look back, and it's going to be some of your most fond memories, if it's not already. It sounds like it is. You have such insight, and you've had it for a very long time at a very young age. You were very insightful. You know, in Tools of Titans, you mentioned The Tail End by Tim Urban. And I found myself reflecting, going, oh my gosh, this guy, I just love the messages that he's putting out for people in this book, these nuggets of knowledge, if you will. Okay, so The Tail End by Tim Urban, which uses diagrams to underscore how short life really is. How have you learned to prioritize what matters most to you?
For me, I mean, reading that, I really realized that my parents weren't going to be around forever. And I travel quite a bit. Over 300,000 miles per year.
Wow.
And my home base had been San Francisco. And I decided to make my home base actually Houston because I was traveling so much anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, at least in between trips, when I'm doing my laundry and switching things out, like, I can do that in Houston where my parents are. So I started spending a lot more time there. And it ended up being really fortunate timing because, unfortunately, my father passed away a few years ago in 2016.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
But I really now cherish the times that I was able to spend with him, essentially spending more time in Houston. We got a lot of that kind of ambient time, just hanging out or having dinner prior to, you know, someone passing, which, of course, no one ever wants. But you also never know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. In the book, it says that, and I have to read this because I don't think people really understand how precious that time is with their children too, you know, and their parents. But it says, it turns out that when I graduated from high school, I had already used up 93% of my in-person parent time. And I just think that's so powerful to get that knowledge out to people that because you can't ever get that time back. Time is the most valuable thing that we absolutely have in this thing called life, right?
Yeah. And, you know, that's also part of why we designed our company the same way we did. So Automatic is totally distributed. So everyone works from home or coffee shops or really wherever they want. We don't care.
Yeah.
We just say, you know, here's the work that you need to do and get it done however and wherever you'd like to. So we've got people in 72 countries now and almost, I think, 45 of the 50 states in the United States. And it's incredible because mm-hmm. we can hire people, talented people, wherever they are in the world.
Yeah. Well, it's a brilliant idea. Everything you touch is brilliant. Absolutely.
It is. Not everything, but I appreciate that.
Well, no, you're very humble. I love that about you. But, you know, some people would say that Facebook, Twitter, Instagram are all replacing traditional blogging. What do you say to them? What are your thoughts on that?
I think that there's two things. First, they opened up a lot of people to publishing online. And with Facebook, billions of people. Mm-hmm. That might have been, it's hard to remember, but like 10 years ago, people were uncomfortable putting things online. That's awesome. But they are kind of training wheels, you know?
Yeah.
You reach the limits of what you can really do, even how you can connect with your audience on these platforms very quickly. Because they're really designed to maximize their business, which is selling people to advertisers, not to maximize your reach. You're just one in the ocean of people on there. Why people upgrade and graduate to WordPress is they want to have their own space, their own website, their own direct relationship to their followers versus it being mediated by a Facebook or Twitter. Mm-hmm. By the way, it changes their business model every couple of years.
Yeah.
So it's really someplace you can own on the internet. It's something, you know, because WordPress is open source. It belongs to you just as much as it belongs to me, mm-hmm. which means that yeah, it's one of the things you can legitimately bet on being around decades from now.
Yeah. Well, your Instagram page is beautiful, by the way. And I noticed you have a little musical note emoji in your description. And so, you know, I know that you went to the high school for the performing and visual arts and that you studied saxophone and played the saxophone. So, you know, so many people, I don't think, realize the power of music in developing a child's brain. What do you say about that?
Yeah, well, obviously I'm a big fan of music for brains of all ages.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We forget that you can actually really change your mood with just a song.
Absolutely.
So I use it all the time when I find myself in a funk or a little low energy or sad or something. You know, sometimes music can help you work through those feelings. Sometimes even listen to a sad song, or it can like really pick you up and turn your mood around.
Absolutely.
As a child, I think the most valuable thing I got out of it was this concept of practicing. You know,
I love it.
Yeah. You know, later
I love
on, Matt Gladwell and others talked about deliberate practice and 10,000 mm-hmm. hours and all that stuff. But basically, just the idea that I remember from a young age, they'd say, you know, if you sound good while you're practicing, you're not getting any better. You really have to work on the things that you sound really bad at, because that's the only way you're going to grow. And so, I think that's applicable to really every part of life, even if you never touch an instrument. Is you have to really spend time working on the things that you sound the worst at or that you're the weakest at.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's how you got in shape too, right? Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. but it's amazing, like, for people who speak or do interviews or give talks, like, it's so painful to listen to yourself. But unless you do and have that sort of cringe moment, you're never going to really develop that talent.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So I have my last question, and it's a selfish one. Since I've got you, you know, such a brainiac here on the line with me, what advice would you give a business trying to improve their SEO, kind of like One Life Radio? What would you tell me to do?
Well, I actually took a look at the code of your site, and I noticed you're already using a very popular plugin for WordPress called Yoast SEO.
Okay.
So you are already on the right track.
All right. Well, thank you.
We're on.
Continue. I'm so excited. Go ahead. I'll go ahead. Continue talking. I'm sorry.
I think the other things to do is it's great to really talk about things and, you know, as you title episodes or podcasts or things like that, to really try to do so in a way that that uses the words of that people are using, and then also really engage on the comments. So when people come to a post and they ask you a question or something, it's incredibly powerful to talk to them back and to reply. And then that all becomes additional content on the page that the search engine will pick up and someone else might find down the road. So, but you're already on WordPress. You already have Yoast. So you're like 95% of the way there.
All right.
We've worked very closely with Google for many years now. And so they definitely enjoy and are good at indexing WordPress sites.
I can't thank you enough. Matt Mullenweg, you are amazing. And I know you're a busy guy. If you're ever in Dallas, we'd love to have you back on the show. So, but thank you so much. And take care and have a safe holiday.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Everyone, stay tuned. Oh, wow. That was awesome. We'll be right back. We've got Autumn Connolly coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time, these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.
Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat to poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Berrientos in studio with me, Marie Early, and Autumn Connolly. Autumn Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, a researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes and has written a children's book and is the inventor of Ether Elixir. And you can find her at probioticsyall.com. And today we're talking about your gut health, how it affects your aging. I don't think I've ever even... I've never broached this subject with anyone, so I'm so glad we're talking about this. I mean, wouldn't you know? So, is somebody claiming that you can, you know, that you can remain younger by putting probiotics on your face? Is that what we're talking about
here? Sure. You know, so obviously being in the probiotics like category with my products, I look to see what's new in the stores and stuff. And it seems like there's this emergence of all these beauty care products that are topically applying, you know, probiotics to your skin.
Right.
And it's funny because the real benefit from probiotics is going to be internally.
Uh-huh.
So you have to think about the cause and effect of it. So the aging process is generally caused by some sort of deterioration. And when you have a healthy balance in your gut, then there's going to be less deterioration, less chance for autoimmune reactions, less chance of pathogenic disease, less chance of your body being in a constant toxic state. So realistically, the best way, you know, when you talk about skin, you know, people are always like, hydrate, you know, drink more water or whatever. Like, I don't use a moisturizer on my face, but I drink a bunch of water.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's funny is how people, you know, the skin on the human body is like the largest organ. It's 80% of your humanness, right?
Yeah.
And it's the largest living organ, and yet people seem to think that their skin is somehow separate from their body on the inside.
Exactly.
When it's really indicative of what's going on inside your
body. That's exactly it. Your skin and your hair and your nails are all just they're all just signaling what's happening that you can't see. And so it frustrates me as somebody who knows something about the subject to see people, you know, particularly women, you know, spending ridiculous prices on these cosmetics and stuff when it's not really, there's not really a need for that. It's more like take care of yourself from the inside out. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to be looking younger, youth is not necessarily something that you want to look like because it looks better. It's an indicator of health. When mm-hmm. you're younger, you're usually healthier.
Right.
And you can stay healthier as you age by taking care of your body internally.
Yeah, I think it's funny. So a lot of people will just eat terrible. They eat like you know what. Mm-hmm. And then they think that if they apply creams topically that somehow they're going to magically look healthy or have glowing skin when they're feeding their body junk.
Exactly.
Not only that, they're putting toxins on their body and in their body. And it's just like there's no magic pill, no magic bullet
to
look and feel healthy.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you want to say if you want to get really in depth with it, you know, aging is more of an attitude than anything else.
Oh, absolutely.
It's more about, you know, how you act, how you feel about your life. And that's all an internal thing. And so it's no different when it comes down to eating. You know, if you want your skin to look better, you've got to feed yourself foods mm-hmm. and, you know, you've got to take care of the microbiome. You've got to take care of the balance inside of your gut. I mean, intestinal permeability is what affects, you know, the majority of health conditions.
Okay. So. Well, I'm going to ask the question that we kind of teased earlier. So do topical probiotics have any benefits at all?
They do. They do. They do from the realm of,
Let's say you have blemished skin, like, and you put, you know, probiotics on it, which kind of makes sense. So the good bacteria is killing the bad bacteria, just kind of like in your gut.
That's exactly it.
Is that what?
So the thing is, anytime it's just like inside your body, anytime there's an imbalance, generally it's the bad guys that are going to be weighing out the good guys. So by applying a topical probiotic, you are going to see some relief by knocking down the population of the bad bacteria mm-hmm. that's on there. But it will be temporary and it will be something that you have to continuously apply. So rather than you could fix it internally or you could always buy the $50, you know, night cream and apply it every single day for the rest of your life and see a marginal benefit, or you could fix yourself on the inside and it would just be better mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And it does. And exercise is another indicator of how well you're taking care of yourself. They say that you can take 10 years of aging off your looks by just simply exercising 3 times a week.
Yeah, that's true for sure. And then, you know,
because you get the blood flowing and everything.
You get the blood flowing. Then I read this this fascinating article. It was like 12 years ago, but I've saved it and I look back at it from time to time. But it actually says that not being too thin makes you look younger.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
You know.
No, a little bit of fat in those cheeks.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So are there any specific strains of anti-aging probiotics to look for?
It's mainly the lactic acid bacteria, and those are the bacteria that are found in fermented foods. So healthy yogurts and kimchi, cultured vegetables.
Yogurt, but not with a bunch of sugar.
Right,
Like Greek yogurt or something.
Exactly. Be careful looking out for the types of yogurts, you know, and the sugar content.
Yeah, sweeten your yogurt with fresh, you know, raspberries or blueberries. Throw them into, like, plain Greek yogurt. That's the best way if you're going to eat yogurt. And I got to tell you, all the coconut yogurts that are out there now are amazing.
They are.
They really,
really
are.
Good.
Yeah. But always great to have you in studio. Thank you so much. And I want to let everyone know you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe and listen to our podcast, or go to our newsletter, oneliferadio.com, and sign up, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, the H-Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time, these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.